Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about coronavirus cases that appear to be on the decline in most parts of the world, but appears to be far from over.
We are also going to look at the victimization of foreigners in South Africa following the launch of Operation Dudula, meant to drive out foreigners from the neighboring country amid incidents of locals attacking truck drivers and destroying their permits. The locals are accusing foreigners of taking their jobs.
In Zimbabwe, COVID-19 cases are also going down, leading to the opening of schools this week. The Minister of Health reported yesterday that one person died of COVID-19, while 137 new cases were recorded countrywide. Zimbabwe has so far recorded 230,740 confirmed cases, 221,983 recoveries, and 5,367 deaths. To date, a total of 4,296,514 people have had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 3,326,819 have so far had their second dose. 71,095 people have so far received their third dose.
Uongo wadio watereri ni watariri. Ini, dini jonga kandemiri, ndi nemi mune chino churongwa, chatinotarisa zvirikusangana vana veZimbabwe, vari kunze kwenyika, nemi vari munyika, nhasi uri musi wechitatu, tichitarisa musi wechitatu, 9 kukadzi 2022. Hurukuro yedu tiri kutarisa denda reCOVID-19 ratinotanga kukupai update mazuva ose nezvinenge zvichiitika munyika. Tinonzwa kuti nezuro munhu mumwe chete akafa neCOVID-19. Kwakaitawo vamwe vane chitsama vakawanikwa vaine denda iri vanosvika 137 kana kuti zana nemakumi matatu nevanomwe vakawanikwa vaine denda iroro. Kushaya kwemunhu mumwe chete kwakaita kuti uwandu hwevanhu vafa neCOVID-19 hunge huchisvika pazviuru zvishanu nemazana matatu nemakumi matanhatu nevanomwe 5,367. Ndo vanhu vafa nedenda iri kubva paratanga munyika. Uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa neCOVID kubva zvayatanga munyika hwakasvika pazviuru mazana maviri nemakumi matatu nemazana manomwe ane makumi mana kana kuti 230,740 confirmed cases. Vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga vakasvika mamamiriyoni mana ane zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mapfumbamwe nezvitanhatu nemazana mashanu negumi nevana 4,296,514 ndovabayiwa nhomba yekutanga. Tisakangona kuti kurudzire hurumende ndeyekuti kubayiwe vanhu vanokwana kuita 10 million kana kuti mamiriyoni gumi. Saka vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yepiri kuti tinge tichitarisa kusvika pa 10 million ipapo vasvika pamamiriyoni matatu ane zviuru mazana matatu nemakumi maviri nezvitanhatu nemazana masere negumi nevapfumbamwe 3,326,819. Vabayiwa nhomba yetatu inonzi booster shots ndo vasvika pa 71,095 kana kuti zviuru makumi manomwe nechimwe nemazana nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevashanu 71,095 ndo vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yechitatu. Imwe nyaya tiri kutarisa kushungurudzwa kunonzi kuri kuitwa zvizvarwa zviri kunze kwenyika zviri muSouth Africa kusanganisira vana veZimbabwe vari kunze vari kushungurudzwa pasi pechirongwa chakaparurwa nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa chinonzi Operation Dudula chavari kuti chakanangana nekuburitsa vasiri vemunyika iyi muSouth Africa imomo. Tinoona kuti vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vanoshanda zvikuru maboka nekutyairwa kwedzimotokari hombe kana matraka aya anonzi magonyeti pamwe chete nevanoshanda munzvimbo dzinotengeserwa zvekudya maresitorendi nemahotera ndevamwe vanhu vari kunangwa kana kutagetwa nechirongwa ichochi zvakanyanya. Takaona mazuva apera mutungamiri werimwe bato rinopikisa muSouth Africa reEFF Julius Malema vachipinda mumarestorendi kana munzvimbo dzekudyira nechikwata chavo vachiyambira vanhu vekunze pamwe nevashandirwi kuti vanoda uwando wakadi wevanhu vanofanira vachishanda vekunze zvichienzaniswa ne uwando wakadi wevana ve South Africa vanenge vachishanda ndo nyaya imwe yatinenge tichitarisa nasi muchirongwa Gibbs
kuzvano sevile kukunywa ngojonga namhlanje ke silenda ba STD esikhuluma ngazo wokukhala sevile sikhuluma nge COVID-19 kukhanya ke umkhuhlane lo uyehla emazweni atshiyeneyo xa sikhangela njalo loko lezimbabwe kunjalo ngoba izikolo zigcina zivulwa izolo zivulwa ke ngesikhathi sikukanyaza ne-covid ayisatshayi kangako so ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubeka ukuthi kulomuntu oyedobule i-covid-19 izolo kodwa ba-137 bahloliwe batholakala bele covid-19 luyabeka njalo ukuthi kususela ngesikhathi umkhuhlane lokuqhamuka kwele zimbabwe sokulabantu 5367 asebabulawa i-covid-19 lokhu ke kuphakathi kwabantu kwenani labantu abafika 230,740 sebabanjwa i-covid-19 siyakwazi njalo ukuthi abasebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo bafika 221,983 ngosuku sithi asebejove ijekiseni yakuqala bayi 4,296,514 labasebehlatshwe yesibili i-3,326,819 kukhanya kunjalo sibili singathi izolo ke abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo uhlangothi lolu luthi bayi 209 okunye njalo esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje sikhala nakhonokho ke ukuhlanyezwa kwabantu bokuza kwele South Africa ilabo ke abakwenza ukuthiwa i-Operation Dudula Operation Dudula leyi kwani into ehluphayo kakhulu bangena emkambo befike beuthi sicela ubontweni ungangaphi xa ngowezimbabwe kumbe ungowemalawi kumbe ungowemozambique kumbe ngaphi ngaphi Nigeria bathi phuma uhambe ikakhulu nxa ungela amaphepha ngokusebenza kulelo lizwe kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abakusolayo kakhulu kulokhu okwenzakalayo ngoba nxa abantu bekhulumbula kuhle sibili ibandla le-ANC lebandla lezaphu zabalwa ndawonye ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko siyakhumbula ukuthi kwakule zipra kube sisiwa ngemkonto wesizwe kuyiba bakuhlala impi okuthiwa ke i-operation wangena leyana i-Tuli Detachment kwakungamaibutho lezipra lebutho lemkonto wesizwe so abantu bathi lingakukhohlwa khonokho ukuthi imkhonto lezipra zalwa ndawonye ngakho ke i-South Africa kumele ibonge ukuthi izimbabwe yanceda kakhulu kukhonokho ke kukhulula abantu so ke khonokho ukuthi kugijinyiswe abantu bakwele zimbabwe imkhanyazane kuyabakhathaza ukuthi kambe kuya ngaphi siyabona ukuthi nxa bengena emkambo khonaphana abantu bayapanika abanye bavaleka begcwala indawo yonke balahla impahla yabo jonga kukhanya kulobu zima sibili obunye obumangalisayo so ke lalaba ba-Chinese motor labo bayakhala sibili bathi umuntu yathi lokho i-Chinese motor uzokuthiwa mana la phuma sikubone omunye bemkhathi sibili bomjango oswazi okunye okumangalisayo umuntu omdala ezibuhlungu umuntu omdala ulabantwana ule muli ulezihlobo ulabangani so kukhanya kulobuhlungu ejoka
onguva diwo vateereri manzwa shoko riri kutaurwa nemumwe wangu Gibbs Dube vandiinaye muchirongwa Gibbs iye zvino tave nemumwe vadare vedu vari vesangano revatyairi vemarori mahombe kana matraka inonzi United Truck Drivers Association vacolin chosa makadii vachosa muri kundinzwa
zvakanakatinotenda
vachosa totanga hangu nekufunga nekukanda mubvunzo uri muchirungu kuti tese tinge tichibatsirika mukunzwa zviri kuitika last week we understand your members were on a stay away may you update us on the current situation
yes it's true yes last week we had a stay away which started on the 17th of January to the 4th of February. Officially, people started talking about it from the 31st of January to the 4th of February. The stay away went well. We had a lot of achievements so far from the period of the stay away. We have noticed that the media and also officials in the higher authorities started talking about the issues or the grievances that were put across by the United Truck Drivers Association.
So what are the grievances?
The grievances that civilians are harassing foreign drivers, asking for papers, and driver's license. They take away those papers, they tear them away. So after that, they go on talking, saying that they are illegal. And yet they are the ones who took those papers. So those were some of the grievances. And the issues were taken to the police. Some are still with the police. And some of our grievances were that the law was not being exercised fully on the perpetrators. But as a result of this stay away, we have noticed some changes on the authorities, especially on the police, that there were some arrests being made. Recently, they tried to demonstrate here in Cape Town, but they were quickly arrested for such behavior. And we also have an unconfirmed case. It's just one case today of a truck driver who was complaining that his truck was bent, but it's not yet confirmed. But those are some of the things that we are facing. And yes, we have seen a lot of progress in terms of changes in regards to our stay away, meaning that the message which was sent to the authorities, it was received. And we are starting to see some action now on the ground. So we are very happy about that.
And what are your employers saying about this?
Of course, they complain. It's the usual thing. They complain, but, well, what can they do? This is being perpetrated by people who are, you know, saying we are protesting. Our voices were not heard. So it's just an ongoing thing. We are living with it.
And I suspect that you are fearing for your lives, right?
Yes, every day it's fear. Every time you climb onto that truck, then your life expectancy is reduced, you know. We just live with fear, and also the trauma caused by the actions. Imagine you are a father, you are driving your truck, then someone just comes and say, jump up and clips you. Imagine that experience alone. Even after that, you won't be the same. So most of our members, we are living with that fear, and of which it's one of the major grievances that we sent to the government to say, please bring a stop to such activities.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Chosa. I'm trying to bring in Professor Ricky Mukonza, but I'm not sure whether he is available, because I'm seeing him in staging here. I don't think he's readily available. Let's see. Imi Vachosa, ndokunga nerimirwa munokuluma futi ka?
Aha,
aiwa, ndikuluma ndava ndabambi, tichaedza kuvabata parunare kuti vange vachikuluma. Asi chimbudza nerimirwa amai rweshona kuti zvii zviri kuitika kwamuri, chinonzwa kuti mamusiri kuenda kumabasa kweshondo rose, shondo rapera.
Shondo rese, takataka zorora, takaita inonziyo tools down, takataka mbonga zika zokushandisa basi. Tichirati zira, kuhurumende ne marelevant authorities, kuno South Africa, kuchanga achitarisa matambudziko arikusanganikwa ne Suma driver mumugwagwa. Matambudziko akafanana nekuti vanhuwo zvavo vanongouya vachingoti tipei mapepa. Tipei ma driver's license vachibvunza mibvunzo yakawanda wanda. Votora mapepa aya, then vobvarura. Then you automatically become an illegal immigrant. Ndo madambudziko atanzi kusangana nawo. Saka sesangano nemutakakurudzira mamembers edu kuti sekuratidzira ngatimboisai matools down. Chirongwa ichi chakaenderera zvacho mberi zvakanaka. Hapana kuitika dambudziko rekuti kuti zvinhu zvakapwanywa kana kuti violence yakaitika, hapana.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I now have Mr. Bernard Ndavambi. Well, sorry, I've mentioned his name. I didn't check with him whether he's comfortable with that. But he's a member of the United Truck Drivers Association. Mr. Ndavambi, welcome to our show. Yes, Murikunzukira Kure and was with the Gibbs, Yahoo's way.
Maybe I need to speak louder.
Yes.
Now, is it better now?
Gibbs, can you hear him?
Yes, but you can up it
up. Okay, if you can shout, it's just for some few minutes. Go ahead, Mr. Ndavambi. Okay.
Thank you so much. It's fine.
Okay. So, Gibbs.
Thank you for having me also.
I was going to go to South Africa. If possible. And you shall have been in for the good having a map. If my hands are in the yellow, how's the way? Let me
do it. So that's when I'm walking back about to send a in, whom was Avani, about to send away.
Avagan about to send me, Namarasnawama records, Yamwamina. You mean, you remember Bele United Drivers Association, you made your Munio and Bele by your association. So it's Nawama records, Bele. Akona ku website yetu and ayakhomba vele ukuthi lowo ubashile lo bamshayile bathatha amaphepha wakhe wawadabula vele amaphisi abanye bahamba nawo sasa vele bayenze i-roadblock futhi baphinde bathi i-people are not documented asazi ukuthi bangaba bakhona mara bayadabula amaphepha
isingathi ke lina khonapho uhulumende uthini singena nakhulumisana la yini akhonakho
ukukhulumisana nabo
ye lo hulumende.
Igovernment siyibhalele angithi sayibhalela since u-October last year. Besingasheshi ukuthola impendulo mara sakuchubeka vele sayenze i-action yethu vele ukuthi senze i-stairway e-soft sikhomba vele ukuthi hey asikho safe la. Sabona vele i-social media vele yasilanda sakhuluma igovernment sithumela ama-email aphendulwa vele leso sikhathi sicabanga ukuthi vele i-stairway le ibe infected too much. Government and the booster lab pull up platform as a social media. My social media, Belene Power, yes, would be my government, Belena Huni, Belebu Shake, Bele, I was doing the actions. No one has been doing the Siavona Belebu team, Sevo Pavan Pav. Mova 2 days ago, Babeva Ponava, Baba, Pali, East, Yahweh, Cape Town, Papi, the Rayans, and Palinqua. My mother, Fala, washes a Beleva Bosch for my 16. So, siyabona vele is for the first time ukubona lokho vele ukuthi abantu bayenze i-protest endleleni bavala umgwaqo bakhuluma indaba zama-driver abawotshwa. These are my first time since 2011 yiza la.
Singathi-ke alethuki yini lina kumbe ngithi kulethusa kanganani khonokho okwenzakalayo njalo le ndlela yokuzivikela yini?
Anytime bhuti wami impilo ingaqedeka vele. Anytime. Ubani nomubani noma mina ngikhuluma kanje endleleni anything is possible mara that's why sazama ukuthi sibe nayo association sibe legal sikwazi kuba ne kuba ivoice for the voiceless manje sokungathi kuyasebenza noma bona be-ATDF kunasine ti-ATDF from KZN yiyo kahle kade ine-violence lay mara angeke sikwazi ukuthi yonke i-action eyenzakalayo vele nakonke vele ukushaya abantu nokwalathela amaphepha vele nokubancindisela yibo mara imoda zoparandi nalawa vele abantu bayenza la iyo vele imoda zoparandi indlela bebasebenza nayo be-ATDF so azikwazi ukuwakhipha kunalezi zindawo vele
ye kunjalo ke jonga siyakamuzwa simthutheni so basically he's saying that they've written to the government and they are willing to go all over the show like on social media you know to highlight their plight and he says you know they're fearing for their lives. Like what Mr. Chosa was saying, you know, that the situation is really bad on the ground. And he says they will try by all means to highlight their plight whenever it is necessary.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. And this is your Kutiva Ndabambi. Mwene wengu wa erevu tumuloko na kumboramba. Mwene pachurongwa chedu.
Andoko na kumboti mire sto.
Thank you. Siyabonga kakulu. Just keep on holding. Let me try to see if Professor Mkonza can come in, Gibbs. Hello, Professor
Mkonza. Yeah, I think he's got a challenge there.
Yes.
So, we're going to go to the hotel.
Because remember, Mr. Dube, kuke kwaba le organization ebikusha ukuthi bring our land back, ebibhekane ebingathi inkulumo yakhona ebiqondise kwabamhlophe. Ngicabanga ukuthi kunyakenye o umnyaka odlulileyo wendaba ye bring back our land. So kufanele sizibuze ekucaleni ukuthi yaphelelaphi yena leyo nkulumo. Uzonanzelela ukuthi ududula lo kulabantu abamfandayo maybe abamsponsayo ukuthi abantu bekhohlwe igama lelithi bring back our land. Labo bantu manje sibe focus kwesinye isisu sinyama. Yikho engingakutsho ukuthi labana abantu okwakubhekise kibo mhlawumbe namhlanje ngabe sokuyibaze besponsa laba abantu. Nanzelela ududula okhona manje u-full structure unama-inform uhamba all over uthi uyakhanyela le ndoda elida ududula namhlanje uzathola ukuthi izithombe zayo ezinye inabelungu nama-ministers okhomba ukuthi bayabamba imihlangano ephusha into le remember ukuthi amaphakathi alama-police amanje ukuthi khona abantu bafuna imisebenzi. So bakhona like amaphakathi amanye futhi athintekayo intwenele afana labo-DA layo futhi i-NC ngoba ine-challenge yokuthi ifuna ama-supporters. So undoda lowo uyamthola ekubani, umthola all over, uhamba ngani, imali uyithatha ngani. Remember ama-organization e-South Africa afana labo-Dudula lawo asastructure manje lesile iphelele ikhulu ayimoshi lutho idudula abantu okhomba khona ukuthi ibale paper laba bantu bafanda ngabelungu balesi kudingisise kahle kahle bafanda ngobani. So abelungu thina sifokasa ngokuthi siyadudulana thina zodwa abamnyama bona siyakhosa ngendaba lena ukuthi bring back our land.
Yes, Jonga, what he's saying is that indications are that there are some political parties that are actually training this kind of harassment of foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
So he says that, you know, Operation Vidula on its own cannot stand, you know, on its 2 feet. So what's happening is that there are certain, he put it in this way, there are certain whites that are pushing a certain agenda. He says, remember the demand by some mixed South Africans for land, you know. So he says some people got upset about.
Okay. Maybe we can hear from.
Yes, okay, so can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So they're saying they want people to, you know, focus on these trivial issues instead of the land question in South Africa. So he is really not happy about what is going on in South Africa. So he says he's black now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear from Mr. Chosa. Mr. Chosa, your take on what the other gentleman just said.
Yeah, that one it's a big issue. I'm not very sure if I can say or agree with him on that aspect, but it looks like that there are some elements, but without evidence to say there are elements that are failing that, I don't think I can agree on that one. The situation, yes, people, they are fighting for their territories, And to me, I think they are fighting the wrong people, because we are all of the same mother. We are all of the same color. Why should we fight one another for territory when we know the people who don't belong to this continent? They are there and they are actually free. Nobody harassed them. But if you look at me, your fellow brother, then you say to Tula, and you know it doesn't make sense. But anyway, it's a topic for other institutions to deal with that. Institutions like Pan African institutions, those can tackle those issues very well.
But you said this is a brother versus brother issue. The fact that the other brother is accusing you of stealing his job, and those other people, foreigners from other countries, say white, they see them as people who are bringing employment to them, not stealing their jobs from them.
Yes, like I said, that it might be a wrong institution to talk about that. Because this issue goes deeper. It goes deeper than that. It comes to the way we are educated. We are educated to believe that other races can bring something good for us. Whereas if we are to go deeper, you would find that we as fellow brothers, we are the actual people who can help each other, other than someone from other lands. Those people are doing it for their survival. They can just do anything to protect their territories. And we are just being victims.
And they exploit natural resources too.
You see, so we are just being victims of a system that is being perpetuated through, you know, colonial systems which were put in place. So the whole thing goes back to the educational system itself, because what we are dealing with now, we are not even taught in schools. Even our children are not even taught that in schools. So there's a very big misunderstanding among fellow brothers here.
Thank you so much.
So looking at you know, the dimension of this kind of problem, how best can it be tackled, you know?
In my own view, how best we can tackle this is that we create institutions, separate institutions from the traditional institutions that we know, institutions like SADC, institutions like AU. We must create specific institutions, like if we are to deal with the issues of land or issues of law, we must create institutions that really deals with our traditional laws as Africans, and also look into Eurocentric laws, the Roman Dutch laws. Because what I see, there's sort of an incompatibility here. Dutch law cannot be compatible with African laws. We need to take our laws to supersede foreign laws which were imposed on us. Because if you look at the constitution itself across Africa, the constitutions that they are using, they were designed to protect a lot from us. Whatever was taken from us is protected by the constitutions. So it needs institutions to deal with constitutions as well. Yeah, but like I said, I'm talking at a pan-African level, where pan-Africanists should create those institutions. And institutions like AU and SADC, ECOWAS, they must collaborate with the emerging institutions, because the emerging institutions are being created by the new generation, and of which the traditional institutions were created by the older generations. And so they are being irrelevant to the questions that are affecting people right now as we speak.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chosa. Give me still have Mr. Ndabambi on the phone.
Yes, Mr. Ndabambi. So, Mr. Ndabambi, is what you look for. I would say, look at what you are pambili, who made a way. Zatana Jalutong, what happened to Gekonapa, was it issue you to handle with you? When I was not to work on the mini, it's a family. So it's a terrible for a joke. So you want to undergo the way when the itchy won't get local who is doing in Fanelo. We are probably going up.
Mina ngiyabonga ukuthi vele lento leyi inesikhathi vele abaningi bethu abaningi babosisi bethu nabo bhuti bethu bazelwe bafundisiwe ukuthi vele into lezi sinendawo yethu sineculture yethu asiaccommodate abanye ma abanye sebebuya laphana sibheka bona ungathi asiboni bantu sibona inyamazana oyinye into emangazayo and asibamkheli kubangelwa kakhulu nendlela esikhula ngayo esifundiswa ngayo so mina ngibe ngithemba ukuthi izikhulu zakabohulumeni all governments in Africa ukuthi basifundise sibe ne-curriculum maybe e-1 ezofundisa abantu ukuthi ayi alikhishizwe lakhe lathola inkululeko lilodwa lisibele sasizala and namanje ayikho ilizwe elizophila lilodwa namadlozwalo lisiphilele nje lingathengiselani nabanye lingahambiselani nabanye alikho and imfundo siyafunda and futhi umuntu wase-Afrika oyaziyo kahle kahle ukuthi usukaphi mina kahle kahle ngiyazi ukuthi ngisuke eZimbabwe ngiya-identifywa nephepha ilibhale nabelungu abelungu laba vele baba neproblem yokubhala bafaka ama-demarcation lawa ama-demarcation siyawavumela manje sithi sikhululekile kanti engqondweni yethu asikakhululeki njengamanje iplace yase-South Africa lapha i-document iphepha balwela lona ma ungenalo velala soyashaywa soyafa uyinyamazana awunarespect awuhlonipheke so angazi ngithemba ukuthi ama-government angazi ukuthi bakhulu ama-president abayiboni na le ndawo ngoba bona bayabambana kahle khona manje nginikeza imfanekiso uyashayewa maybe ufuna kuyenza ne-politician waseZimbabwe uyabaleka manje uyajaba ibhoda uhamba kanjani akuna document uyongena kulale lizwe bambiza i-diplomat manje bathi diplomat bamnika bayamlanda la ahlala khona aphinde abe nabo security baleli lizwe mara thina siyasebenza sikhona la siyadonata siyaphumisa i-tax nanani siyacontribute to the economy yelizwe lelo esihlala khona ahlonipheki bayasilanda wayawaya naselokishini
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke pho-ke uhulumende engaqala ngaphi ngodaba lo
uhulumeni kakhulu vele uyabona umuntu wase-Afrika akazi usukaphi ngoba isikhathi sembi kuyenzeka yonke into mara la uphumela khona bakutshela abazali babo ukuthi wena wala kahle kahle bona ma ubalandela ilesi yabo uzothola ukuthi babuye eZimbabwe mara basukele 90 years 150 years back so singena siyahlangahlangahlangana vele banye bathi suke e-DRC amazulu asuka kuphi kuphi wabona asinayo i-origin lento esiyaziyo ikuthi i-Africa neyethu singama-african mara ama-demarcation aze nabelungu siyachubeka naleyo ndaba ye-colonization that's why siyalo i-government kumele ithakile lo at the continental level and regional level and then i-country level
ye siyabenzwa lapha ejonga abakhulumayo I think he's speaking the same language with Mr. Chosa on pan-Africanism. He says, you know, these immigration papers are only pieces of, you know, written on pieces of paper, but Africans are Africans. So there should be some kind of coordination between governments, you know.
Yes. I think he wants to say something. Go ahead, Mr. Ndabambi.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Angifanele ukuthi ngicele ukuthi ngicaphe umkhula ngiyakunakulela epresia komkhula ngiyohlala khona abadala bethu ngokhawunti abo zamora maceno ngomandela komgabe ukhamuzi bebahamba wekamfunkuma bebahamba bekuladokumenti bayohlala kahle khona manje kusibululekile sokufunela kakuthi ngicele manje ngiyozaphe umkhula ngiyakwelinye indawo ngicele futhi angazi ukuthi inkululeko leyi ama-president siwavotelayo
Some of these marriages and whatever. South Africans are even complaining that Zimbabweans
are stealing
their wives
and girlfriends.
That's another issue there. Maybe. So he's even touching the aspect of investment, you know.
Yes.
Saying, you know, when outsiders come, especially whites, they make project proposals and get finances from the banks. So he says all that should change because blacks have been discriminated against. Yes. So I think there's an issue there. So maybe we can go to Mr. Nkululeko Gobalanda Mathe just briefly. Babu Mathe, now so ubona konoku okhulunywa ngabantu lapha ubona nje. Why So I think I'm going to put a two thing on Mazura's to So I don't want to do.
Yeah, so there is a point here. So, yes, come on.
But the Roland Dump is of a handbill, and I was simple to be a lap on a lane, because simple to put one simple SOA,
okuyeba ngucele abantwini bakithi yes bazidula kodwa asizameni sisenzini ukuziphatha ukuziqoqa sihloniphe njalo sihloniphe namasiko abo aze besidudule kanjani asingabathukini sibabekezikukubuka abantu abangafundanga sasa kuyadinga sokathi thina yithi esirongo endaweni yabo asihlonipheni indawo yabo sibone ukuthi bazazidudula beze beyefika ngabo lo muntu osponsa lento le sibona ukuthi imali yakhe iyaphelela.
Yes, I was going to comment. So what he's saying here, Joga, is something that is, you know, has not been said in the past. So he's saying that the royal family, that is the Zulu royal family, is not happy that these people are using the word or the phrase Operation Dudula. They're saying the person who's actually pushing this agenda is the guy that he should be using Sutu or something, because they're saying they are not interested in this Operation Dudula. They've got an interest in their land, you know, getting their land back. This is what all that is happening. But nonetheless, he says even foreigners should make sure that they follow laws, South African laws, so that they don't find themselves in sixes and sevens. So he says, please, behave yourselves, and at the end of the day, you're going to get where you want to be. So that's the issue there.
The guy thinks, Gaguna, Vachosa, Vachosa. Anzi ivanoteraiwo mitemo kuitira kuti munge muchikwanisa kugadzikana munyika yamuri. Tobva tangobatawo nyaya yekuti vamwe vanenge vachitaiwa miganho yakazoviswa nevarungu. Asi chiri kushanda iye zvino ndochiripo chatakabata chemiganho ichocho tofanira kuti tizvitevere. Pindurai tinzwe.
Aiwa mutemo unofanira kuteerwa. Ndosaka muchiona takaumba sangano reUnited Truck Drivers Association. Kuratidza kuti kuteera mutemo hatisida kutora mutemo toisa mumaoko edu sezvinoita mamwe mapato vanotora mutemo toisa mumaoko avo and at the end of the day ari kukwara it's your fellow brother it's your fellow sister chandinokuda kukurudzira kune vamwe vedu ave muno South Africa ndechekuti despite my problems I such no fester. But in that way, tolerance to one another because we are all the same. We are all Bantu people, one of the greatest tribes or the biggest tribes in Africa, the Bantu. We are all Bantu because whether you speak Zulu, whether you speak Xhosa, whether you speak Shona, whether you speak Kwana, it's all Bantu. Saka, todakuwa kutrepa kutu wange, watore that level. Of tolerance from that from the fact that we are all Bantu that you go tolerate and it is sevana vemunhu mwechete
asi vachosa pane chakaipa here kuti munhu kana kuti mwana wepamba ataurire vabereki kana kutsura mumwe wepane zvidzwa vauya kunokwata kuti ayo enda unodya umba kwenyu.
Ishi yacho inodependa kuti tiri kuitorera papi because kana ari mwana wepa next door achinzi enda unodya umba kwenyu pane mafactors anenge achiconsidwa apa nekuti anenge achinzi akaenda kumba kwavo at least anokwanisa kudya but ko kana ari mwana wepa next door pane nzara can we encourage mwana wedu kuti dzinga here mwana auya kuti azodyawo nesu pano nekuti kumba kwavo hakuna chekudya saka mamwe macircumstances ane merit daikuzotota samerit yacho mukatarisa kuti tiri kuno kusouth africa vazhinji and vamwe vari all over the world they are not there by choice anti munoona pane chakatoita kuti asumuke munhu achiti rega ndiende kunotsvagawo mafuro manyoro izvozvo ndo zvimwe zvatinofanira kuconsider saka kana my fellow brothers edai kana chiti tarisa they must also look at the merits of our cases why are we here we are not here by choice and because of circumstances
they are urging Zimbabwe to go back home and rebuild their economy and make sure that it matches if not surpass theirs. What's your response to that?
I think based on the experiences that we have experienced now, everyone now thinks or is just preparing to go home and do something to develop home. For these past years, you would find that all those efforts were repressed or they were suppressed by force of arms. That's why you find people could not do something significant to change their lives, because the minute you start even by advocating, you are labeled, you are a terrorist or something of that sort, or you are jailed. So the environment at home really did not promote, you know, such innovation. But we hope that if the political landscape is to change, maybe a new government is going to come in, something like that, we are all going to rally back home to start developing the place. And because during this period, a lot of people have gained a lot of experience. It's true. It's true. We can go back and develop home better than any other countries. If we are to look at our historical background, we are actually advanced in terms of some other aspects. If we are to talk of land at home, land belongs to the people. But in some other countries, they still don't own land, even after some years of independence. So, yes, it's very, very practical and very, very possible. We can go back home and develop home.
So right now, what is stopping you from going home?
Whatever forced us from leaving home is still there. The problem or that factor is still there. It's not factored out yet. But you'll find the minute that problem is factored out, we'll go back home faster than we came here.
So I assume it is the economic situation and political situation as well. So maybe something else, I don't know.
It's economic. It's economic. Myself, when I was home, I was not even politically active. But I was just an ordinary person trying to do business in my space. But because of inflation and unfriendly, you know, policies within our circles, we could not even do something that is meaningful to sustain even myself, not talking of my family. So, yeah, the situation is not friendly. It's not friendly.
And at the same time, there are these things that we cannot ignore, and most of them are very social in terms of your interaction with South Africans. You know, when it comes to the level of having girlfriends and all those kind of things, is that a problem, really? That can lead to...
I don't see any problem, because most of these South Africans, they are our relatives. You see, when they were starting mining here, our fathers, our forefathers, our grandfathers were taken from Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe here. And they've got a lot of families here. These are our relatives. They just don't know that we are related by blood. So that issue to say we are taking their girlfriends from whom? Because they are ours. We are the same people.
Quiet.
Like I said, that is just a misunderstanding. We need to educate ourselves in terms of our historical backgrounds and define who really we are. You'd find that, do you know there are Xhosas in Zimbabwe there?
Yes, yes, yes. In
Yes, yes, you see. Mm-hmm. So we are just one and the same people. I don't know who's putting those barriers or who's defining all those things. But to me, we are the same.
What I know is that there are Xhosas, there are Vendas, there are Sotos, there are Ndebeles who are half Zulu, you know?
Yes, so yes.
Just like that, you know?
Yes, everyone in Zimbabwe is also here. Okay. And to hate ourselves to such levels, to say to Dula or to give each other names, it just shows that misunderstanding. I don't blame them myself, but they were not taught.
But Mr. Xhosa, is it not that you are saying this for your advantage?
No, it's a fact. It's a fact. It's not for my advantage. It's a fact. We are related.
let's hear from Mr. Dababi gives.
Yeah, Dababi. He's our target. He's sleepy. He's vulnerable. Tell it to the Alabamas, Baban.
Alabamas, because that's the Babona Maulana and Pazi. In Bumilano and the Punentando Bagati to see two. Our funny moon to start. And the Sinaotina across the border now, deliver life South Africa, my driver. Why was that very young or 33 days? Uwe DRC as a way back. Uzoanga lambanga la embedding, la bozo wa sharp. Uzoanga jupe ya sisiemu, akume, aye Zambia, unayo, akume Zambia, DRC unayo. Apinde ave ni mafoni vele, wabona. Akuna nkinga lapo. And any problem, if you see si wala in South Africa, ata nana nomlungu, aiko problem. Wa sharp lako. Manje yini problem, kuti nkutandana na sisi la. Nina isi ewe uyangtanda na minya samila kiamu uyangtanda. Kuna ni problem. Kwa ni njina. Asiwa chatela wapazi tina. Mubago koko wetu. Basha ngashangene. Kona manji e orange pamu no koko wami. Ukoko lo umina waki. Uteje no malu mi wami watezi mte mafingu. Wazi washone na le. Ukoko lo masi opike njini wamike manji. Ukulumi shona lula. Lula.
I'm going to go to Zimbabwe.
Mangye kize tene bathi kwa duza kostenga mangifika kona ne deliver amaphosa bayangisa ama traffic cops bayaboni license yami bathi let passport bathi ngundabambi wena ithi yebo bathi ake kundabambi osezimu wonda bantu bakhona la emasudwini ithi angazi ukuthi boba abantu bakhuphe akungkombe ngiyabafuna namanje. Manje sihlukana phi thina inkinga yethu yini? Mani niyeza ubhuti uyastrike wala eSouth Africa. Uyayibona iphasi. Ibhaliwe undabambi. Uthi uyahlanya uthi ufuna ukuthatha amashansi la. Ngoba ilizwe lethu namhla lishapu. Lakini leli moshakhele. Mara izolo elethu libe liyi-bread basket. Lifida wonke umuntu wasezathi. Today kwamoshakala laphana. Ama-government lawo a-answerable. Ngoba isikhathi sokuthi kutshintshwe. I don't want to be political too much. Ukuthi isinto ilizwe lethu political landscape. Ngabo 2008, uTrangirai wawinile overwhelmingly. Kwanza ubaba uThabo Mbeki. He was an African chair at that time. Wanegotiator 50 deals ye-unity government. Kwaphela kuzangitshintshe lutho. After 4 years, the lifespan of that GNU was dead. And then the government still continued. I'm not against it, no. And recently it happened again. We thought maybe the other side had won the election. Mara, Ubabu Ramaphosa was an African chair. He went and congratulated me. The results. It's fine, but it was already disputed. So, South Africa has contributed to officials. They mustn't just tell us to go and correct our issues there. They must also be in. Because Zimbabwe is one time it was king. Thabo Mbeki was saying that Maapatapumfula aye Zimbabwe who has bigger ama intelligence akona mlindile. Ne ID yokunikeza uThabo Mbeki. Bamtshela ukuthi wena igama lakho manje bathi Zimbarashi bamnikeze igama lesona. Bahambe naye bayogcina le. Bayamlalekisa la. I-South Africa ize ikhululeke. Manje bakhona amaloya ala e-South Africa ba-advocate for Dudula. But if Zimbabwe has done this, it's a what kind of a lawyer becomes a legal practitioner without knowing history? A problem,
Lee. I'm King of Sevilla. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Yes, I was Sangwa. I'm going to Simbe, Gypsy, Kurukurwai. Tino zaote mukurarama. Pano itanguwa ya kuti wano. Manenga mchuwiri rana. Asi pasure wano ozo sada kuhiri rana. Norondo yedu ilukuragiza kuti Zimbabwe ni South Africa. Zaka bakure tijigizana. Kubira mguwa ya wondo. Ta wataura gibs nyaye kuti batore ZAP, right, zane batore ANC, mauto hao, zipra neo mkondo wesizwe, washitupambi zana. Asi ndozi nza haku shandurwa, newe chidiki warukura ya zino. Tinoto nzoka na Mzimbabwe chaimu pakaita nyaya zimu, unungu wamu washara kuti nyika kana maka isi nungura, isi ngirepe yenge ili, tinosu nungura. Ndu maoni la nenga kusiana, silasiru kwa appreciate kana kutenda. Nenge zakaitu kwa nevaka fambisa ndi manguwa yu. Nguwe hedu ya haka kutitize hii gifts, ndofu nga unungu na kukanda, kuna
matosa
kana wa mwatina opa chirongwa.
Iye, mate, elokte na kuna pwa, elokte, so telefoni. Kwa wala nda matewe yang izwa, mwako na pose lukutena ba? Iye, pose lukutena, so telefoni, pose lukutena.
Ah, basi nzwipa?
Inkosi, yati mlatela, izwa, le South African inkosi nzirigazi. Matiwe indige zumlenze, yati yona, umlenze unko modi do,
In South Africa, He says in the village there is a saying that don't use firewood from certain trees which you cannot use, you know, because at the end of the day it's going to backfire. So make sure you make fire using proper firewood.
Yes, right? I remember that gives there are some trees or wood that were told not to use because they spark a lot when they put in fire.
That's right. You can have serious problems.
Yes. Even it can spark into your eyes. Let's hear from Mr. Chosa. Vachosa, Munoti in a match of what?
Antina,
comment. Okay. Zimbabwe, South Africa, kupindira mnyaya zakadaro wachizondo kutuneta utuwa wane mavoti shino kanganisa magarire wana
hapa bati rangu raptera rapterati phone after shutdown
alright
after chani kakuta kuruzira wa mwese wari kuno kundesha kuti gawa mbo tezera omchemo wa respect wa mwedu wa tino garana wa iwa wawo tisawa nike tichi enda pamberi kana kutuwerera moto ne moto
Tinotenda zvikuru vacho saregaiti sareti na vandavambi vape shokorawo rekupedzisera gifts kana uine mvunzo.
Amafutani ndavambi kaungizwa.
Baba ndavambi hanzi masoko enye kupedzisera mafutani.
Mina ngifuna kuti nikhulume ngeti ama South African bobhuti vosiso mama siyavathanda vonke. Kune just a problem encane mane ncinci. Ngoba mathi kuya la eSouth Africa bayasibhulela iminyango yabo siyadlala ezindlini zabo endlela ezingalwa mara ntambama siyohlalisana kumele nje silungise iproblem encane leyo kuphela sikwazi ukuhlangana kahle 100% mara
thank you so much baba ndavambi Gibbs nguwa yedu ndoyasvika kumagumo ndofunga tinogona hedu kuti tinge tichivhara chirongwa chedu Nekuti unongoziva hanzi hapana extra time pa mutambo iwoyu we live talk.
That's right. So we don't have any extra time here. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Ndavambi, Mr. Chosa, and Mr. Nkululeko Kobana Ndabati, all are based in South Africa. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni jonga kandemiri, ndichiti mraru zvakanaka vatere, ndichitenda baba Bernard Ndavambi, the United Truck Drivers Association, Vakoli Nchosa, the United Truck Drivers Association, pamwe, na wa Kovalanda Mate, varumu South Africa. Tuti, vatereri, mora shakanaka.